Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar, this altar of divine interventions. Wake up to it first thing daily, then rebroadcast it to all your loved ones. Welcome also to Saturday, day 23 in May. Remember, it's our communion service day. So get your communion element ready for blessing at the end of these ministrations. Please open your hand and heart for today's prayers and prophetic declarations. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. This Saturday morning, I pronounce you blessed in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As the sun rises, may you also rise. All you have in mind to achieve this weekend shall be successfully and beautifully accomplished. Which family is this? You are having wedding for your son or your daughter, wedding ceremony today, housewarming ceremony also, or any ceremony at all. God's divine presence shall show up for you in this ceremony and programs. All journeys by road, by air, for this ceremony are divinely covered. There shall be no evil occurrence or evil report. You will carry out this program with surplus supplies. All listeners are going out today. Your going out is blessed, and your coming in is blessed also. All travelers, I soak you by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. No accident, no attack, no kidnapping, no armed robbery, no banditry, no stray bullet in Jesus' name. Someone listening to me now is going to be indoor throughout today. You just chosen to be indoor today. I pray. May blessings come to meet you indoor. Everyone, touch or raise your phone and let me pray. You will receive a miracle phone call soon. God will register your name, your image, and your face in good people's mind. They will call and also bless you. The covenant-keeping God shall remember you for favor today. All parents, let's do this. This just dropped into my spirit now. Start mentioning your children's and your grandchildren's names silently and quietly while I pray for them. I want to pray for them. And as I pray and prophesy, be mentioning their names over and over again. Let me pray. I bow my knees before God. May your children be blessed. May they give you joy. Your prayers for them every day shall be answered. As you grow older, you will see the result of your love and care and labor over them and be happy. They will not suffer what you suffered. You will not know your children's graves. You will live to a very good old age for them to shower you with love and care. In Jesus' name, say Amen. Yes, please get your children's photograph ready all the time, either in hard or soft copies. As we pray, be lifting up their photograph before God. It's a great impartation. Also, make regular sacrificial seed on behalf of your children. Your joy over them shall be fulfilled. May 23 celebrants, your birthday prayers be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God shall add days to your years and years to your days. Happy birthday. Right? Time for testimony sharing. Be connecting to this testimony if you desire the same, by faith and also by seed. First testimony today. Good morning, sir. This is my first time coming out to share testimony. I'm always shy. Firstly, I want to thank God for my admission. God never disappoints me any day. Secondly, I want to thank God for his care over my education. Thirdly, I want to thank God for my first semester examination. I didn't have any carryover of result. I want God to keep helping me in my education. Yes, he will help you. There shall be no carryover for you or any student listening to me now. Another testimony. One, sometimes ago, I wrote prayer requests for my grandson that was not talking properly. I thank God Almighty because the boy's speech is very clear now. Two, TPGF, join me to shout seven powerful hallelujah to God Almighty. Just a week that my son moved into his new house, the house caught fire. Children in the room, their mother ran out to the street and people rushing to put the fire out. Thank God for deliverance. Thanksgiving offering sent. Wow. None of us shall run into any misfortune. No fire disaster. No water disaster. Everyone, you are divinely covered. Another testimony. Good morning, lovely dad. I have come to return all glory to God for his love and mercy over my life and family. Firstly, since I joined this global family, I have ceased to be financially stranded. The Lord kept providing for me and my daughter, who is in school. Secondly, divine healing for my mom and daughter. My fears did not happen. I've remitted my tithe to the Zenith account of the commission. Wow, you did that well. All of us, our fears will not happen. Somebody said, I want to thank God. God sent our family friend to give my husband money, to give to me, to add to my business. God, who had done this for me, I give you glory. Wow. All businessmen and women, up and coming business, the Lord will send helpers that will send bigger capital for you to enlarge that business. Say amen. Another person. Good evening, Daddy, and my fellow Turning Point family. Help to thank God Almighty for the arrival of our grandson. All glory to God Almighty. And also for the admission of my son into university. And he also passed his JAMB exam. Victory seed work wonders. Thank you, Daddy, for your prayers. Almighty God, we keep strengthening you. Wow. I like that. Victory seed. I hear that again today. All listeners, sow a victory seed this morning. Victory will be yours. It could just be 1,000 or 2,000. Sow a victory seed. I am hearing that from a listener. And he registered in my spirit. Victory will be yours. Another testifier. Praise the Lord Almighty. God favored me at last with last weekend with showers of money. Oba Adaso Ashiriboni. Wow, this is your Yoruba word. It says showers of money. God will shower my listeners with financial blessing. Another testimony. I testify to the goodness and faithfulness of God Almighty for seeing my daughter through the university faculty of law with a second class upper division. God did it, and it can only be God. God honored all the sacrifice we made while she was in school and all the declarations from the mouth of his servant, Pastor Femi Emmanuel. Our God can be trusted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. More anointing, sir. TPGF, I'm truly blessed. You see what I mean? He was sowing sacrificial seed for the daughter while in school. Make sacrifice on behalf of your children regularly. It's a wonderful thing to do. Somebody said, I want to thank the Lord for healing me of toothache. I don't want to take it for granted. It happened on the morning TPGF when Daddy prayed for sick people and Daddy prayed on water. And he asked us to lay our hands on the area where we are having pain. I did, and the pain with headache stopped. The Lord will never let us experience any pain, sir. Wow. It can be very painful. But God did it. Everyone with pain in any part of your body, I have prayed for you. Lay hand there, lay mantle there, anoint it, clean it with the blessed water. You will have testimony. Another testifier. My testimony. After sowing battle seed, indeed, God took over the case, and we now have peace. Pray for us, Daddy, that this matter is gone forever in Jesus' name. Thank God for using you for us, Daddy. God continue to bless your ministry and grant you more grace to function. Wow. This testimony will endure. The battles won will never come back again. Listeners, you will be the next testifier. Connect to these testimonies. Wow. Now, get your communion element ready. I will bless it for you soon. You too will pray over it. Then you will eat, and your miracle healing, dominion, and grace will start. Our conference in Abeokuta, Ogun State, Nigeria, will climax this morning from 10 a.m. Arrive early. It was great yesterday evening. Don't miss the climax today. Salvation, teaching, healing, impartation, and all. Our next conference after this is Manchester, UK, June 19 to 20. I will tell you more of it as it draws closer. Everybody get ready for TPGF UK conference in Manchester. Weekend is a good day to pay your tithe and sow your seed. It is the tithe and seed we willingly and cheerfully sow that keeps God's kingdom growing on earth. And that is the main reason God is blessing us, and he will keep on blessing us. Always attach some specific needs to the seed you sow. Pay your tithe regularly and sow your seed sacrificially. Battle seed, Thanksgiving seed, do your day 18 seed, day 14 seed, and the 555 seed we are sowing this fifth month of the year. I pray for you intensely. Each time we receive the alert of your seed. Somebody mentioned victory seed this morning. If you can do it without stress, go ahead and do victory seed. Please tag it victory seed. So when I see it in your alert, I can pray for you. All right. The Lord bless you. Who is this? You will soon be tithing in millions without struggle, without stress. God will bless your business and your investment, your life to that level. Take your communion element. It is time to bless the communion. I pronounce the cup blessed. I pronounce the flesh in your hand blessed. As you eat and drink, operate in dominion over sicknesses and diseases. You will live long. You will live well. All your desires shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Pray more on it on your own. And when you are true, eat and drink. Your miracle starts immediately. I pronounce everyone blessed. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Have a great day.